All right, so how should I start? Ah, yes, good evening, or good day, whenever you are listening.
Strong. This is Hack the...
Yeah. You know, let's start over. Whoa, this is Hack Thought Podcast, a little pre-show, a little chipper chapper up top. I want to talk about the present you sent me for a certain holiday. I can't say the holiday. It's copyright prevented or whatever. I can't talk about it. But for a certain holiday, you sent me a present. I sent you a present.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, it was okay. You know, you sent me a nice present. We talked about what you would send me like a long time ago. I forgot
about a year
what it
ago,
was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot what it was completely.
It was okay. The joy of Christmas, everyone.
No, I mean, I got what I asked for, technically. You know, I got what I cried for on the podcast. It was a bunch of glasses.
Christmas, everyone. It was okay.
Well, it's not your fault that I didn't like the present. I basically cried for the present, and I didn't think about, like,
I'm
oh my
the
God.
Richest man in the whole town. Every time an angel rings, it gets its wings. It's okay.
What'd you think of my present?
I specifically said I really liked it.
Did you? I didn't
yes,
hear anything from you. I didn't
posted
hear anything.
On social media. I thanked you personally.
I didn't get any of that. I didn't get any of that. Okay, so
hi, everyone. It was okay.
I kind of thought it was backhanded.
Here's what I gave Deepu as a gift. Uh-huh. On the show, we talked about... Welcome to Hack Thought Podcast, a podcast about thoughts you don't think... Is this the cold open?
Yeah, we're talking about the presents. Cold open.
Well, but... Okay, welcome to Hack Thought Podcast, thoughts you don't think to think about. Thoughts that, you know... You wondered whether they still sold those thoughts. You remember those thoughts from your childhood. Remember they came with that little powder that you could dip the thoughts in and then lick the powder off? Well, they still sell those thoughts. You just got to look for them. You got to go to specific thought stores. Thoughts we've thrown away. Thoughts we haven't reexamined. Deepu was examining the thought of people wearing fake glasses. And he wanted to buy, if you don't know me, I'm really against pseudoscience. It upsets me. I'm not a scientist, but I know bad science when I see it. And I'm not even that sciencely inclined. Bad science really upsets me. And so he wanted to get – and fake cures upset me. Deepu wanted to get those glasses that help you look at screens for whatever reason. And so I asked him why because, clearly he's okay with me telling him I think something is junk science. And so he said he's always wanted to wear glasses, but he has fine vision. He's never worn glasses. So I said, I'm going to buy you – I said it like about a year ago. I'm going to buy you – either for your birthday or the next Christmas, glasses, costume glasses, as they would be called.
Hmm.
And I sent them to him after he was quite emotional about I had to get him to defend himself on the show. It's a great episode. You can hear how Deepu felt as though his own style choices would be hurt by others and that he couldn't just wear what he wanted to wear. We got him to get to a point where he was talked about wearing what he likes. It's a very emotional episode. I bought him the glasses, resulting in it was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. I haven't even opened them yet. Right. I'm kind of scared to crack open the packaging. I don't want to ruin
Why,
it.
Why, is it broken?
No.
It's getting late. It's not quite Christmas, Deepu. If it looks broken, open it.
Nothing's
Do it now.
Broken. You ever have that thing where you don't want to open
now.
A package?
Do it now. I'm dead serious. Are you kidding? You haven't opened my Christmas present?
Okay, I'm doing it now.
Are you kidding me? Where are they then?
I opened the box. I didn't open the package with the glasses inside it.
Okay, why? Why aren't you wearing them?
Haven't gotten to them. Waiting for a special occasion. Waiting for a my first book signing deal.
Well, then they are going to get a lot of dust, aren't they?
Maybe. Maybe I should just get on this this book that I've been working on. Anyway, so what did you think of my present? You liked it.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Even though the way I got...
You sent turkey jerky because I think I mentioned I made fun of turkey jerky at some point, or it was just random. I couldn't figure out the motivation behind the turkey jerky.
It was there when I was shopping. It was
because I had vaguely recalled an argument about turkey jerky between us.
Oh,
but
well, I didn't really remember it.
No, so I didn't think that was it. I thought I vaguely recalled it. And then you got me Floam, which I'm a fan of.
Okay, that was a very backhanded gift choice on my part.
Okay.
That was
so
very
that
was
quite nice because I kind of like gross things. And so I thought that that gift was sort of like.
Well, okay,
you were in fact in a movie where you're not about male sex toys where I took fruit, very colorful fruit, and affixed colorful clays and fondants to look mm-hmm. like penises to the fruit, and then sort of demolished and cut the fruit so that it would look like penises sort of exploding with colorful juices, like alien cock demolition. Mm-hmm. So you know I like gross things.
Yeah, I mean, I know your
art. I thought that was kind of a nice gift. I actually thought that was the most thoughtful of the gifts.
Yeah, I mean,
other
it
than
was...
the last one, which was a video game controller for a console I'm quite fond of. A fake video game controller, like it's a fidget thing.
Is that also like a
backhanded gift?
Yeah, the joke was, oh, here's this little fidget thing in the shape of an SNES controller.
Yeah.
That I assume, well, it is, you know, is compatible with whatever bullshit system you're playing these days.
Well, like, it would have been funnier if you had opened it and sort of pretended that it was like that you had like that it somehow would, but I fidget quite a lot, and it was SNES. I thought they were all quite thoughtful, and now that I know they're backhanded, let me say this about Christmas, everyone. It was okay.
Well, I'm glad
Great.
You liked them.
You literally, Tipu?
Yeah.
Congrats on your cold open. You ruined Christmas. This is Hack Thought Podcast, Sandwich Saga, Grease Stain Episode, Deepu Edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Welcome to Hack Thought Podcast, the podcast about thoughts you don't think to think about. I am the podcast host you don't think to think about, Deepu Gill, and my co-host here, my illustrious co-host, Mike Fallick.
Producer this week.
Thank
you. This week, yeah.
This week's episode, we are talking
this
about...
This week's episode, by the way, as described by Deepu, quite fleshed out.
Yes.
We want everyone to be on the same... because people sometimes think that when we have prepared stuff, maybe we clue the other person in, we do all the sketches, we do everything. Even if we prepare, even if we don't prepare, even if the method for the show is that, you know, we want to come in fresh, we don't prepare. However, right before, quite fleshed out is a direct quote. I don't know what it's about. You're on the same page as me. We're all ready. Here we go, Deepu.
I'm so excited. I'm just frothing at the mouth. I feel prepared like I've been studying for my board exams.
Specifically delayed recording because he had nothing for the show. And he's never said quite fleshed out to me before.
Okay. This week's episode is about robberies.
Wow. What a really good hack thought. Because, of course, you know, there's a distancing between, if you don't know, I try to jump in when Deepu says his hack thought because it will inevitably disappoint me both philosophically and in
yep.
many ways. But yeah. there's a distance, you know, we consider, especially in America, even though it's really not true, we sort of consider like, oh, there's the criminal world and then normal people, just mm-hmm. us in society. Mm-hmm. So it's such a great hack thought because we sort of do make it like robberies. You know, that's how we would say it, robberies, as opposed to probably what is more realistic is that some humans have chosen to steal. It's a great hack thought. I'm very excited to see what you're going to bring to this. I have lots of thoughts
sure.
about it. Mm-hmm. I'm excited, says a hopeful man about a quite fleshed out episode. So Deepu, I mean, the world of crime
yeah.
is no stranger to podcasts. Robberies, not as much. People mm-hmm. like the murder on podcasts. Check mm-hmm. out Faded Out, friend of the show. Sarah DeMiro.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are fun.
But robberies, not always examined. This is very exciting.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know.
Deepu, lay it on me. The philosophical idea of good and evil are at stake. There's so much to go with. Mm-hmm. Here we go, quite fleshed out boy.
Okay.
What do you got?
So, this isn't about good versus evil. This is just about
okay.
the strategies robbers employ when they when it comes to them attaining their splay.
I'm gonna let you talk and bang my head against the wall for 20 minutes. Is that okay?
I haven't even lost you. How have I lost you?
It's amazing you don't even know. Keep going.
It's not about good or bad. It's about strategy. Okay. Here's what I think. If a newscaster,
I love this. How did I lose you when the podcast is about something? You know, we've taken the world of crime and robbery, and what I want to talk about is the techniques for robbing people. How did I lose you already? says Deepu Gill, a never thief. Mike, what are you talking about?
I've stolen. I steal every day.
So what was your technique? Is that what you're about to talk about? Or are you going to talk about how on Looney Tunes they'll cut glass with their fingernail?
These are my proven methods.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm insanely wealthy.
I'm disappointed already. I'm just telling you. I'm ready. But I'm ready.
Okay. Because I'm sick of seeing these hacky strategies out there. They go in with their guns and their bandanas.
Uh-huh.
It's all wrong.
That's how a lot of robberies happen?
You know, they go and say, this is a robbery. Why? Why are you giving yourself away?
Are you talking about Heat? If you just want to talk about the movie Heat, I'm fine talking about the movie Heat and what they did wrong in Heat.
Mm-hmm.
But
no,
did you
I don't
take any interest? I mean, there's people that would have a genuine interest in your personal philosophy on crime at large and the way crime expresses itself. Are you talking about the opening scene of The Dark Knight?
I'm talking about robberies as a whole, you know, in the real world.
In the real world. No one says this is a robbery.
Let's start there. What? Where?
No one says this is a robbery. Because as all people who speak English, if you go in and you go, give me all the money, and then they go, what do you think you categorize this as? It's not a Sadie Hawkins dance. What is this? Oh, it's a robbery. I think most people who get robbed, they're like, at the end, the cops don't come and they're like, oh, it was a robbery. Like, robbery, I couldn't think of it. The guy didn't say it. Oh, it's like you're blanking on a word, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like squash. So, I couldn't remember squash for a week.
Okay.
And I was telling people, it's like a gourd, but bigger. No, everybody knows it's a robbery. So is this about cartoons or is it about real life?
This is about real life.
Okay.
And people come in
and they say, this is a robbery.
Well, sometimes I think it's a mistake.
So for the rest of this, can I talk like a 1920s criminal out of the shine of my mouth?
Sure. I have no problem with that. You can be kind of like my character witness.
You got it, Toots.
Okay. All right. So what do you think of this, sir?
I don't think it's worth a dime and a penny of a sheep on a hill. That's what I think of it.
Here's my first tip.
You ain't got a snowball's chance in a pussy's fart.
All right, you kind of sound like George Carlin. Kind of leaning into George Carlin here. A little bit
George Carlin. That's further to George. Older George.
Okay. My first strategy.
That's not what I'm doing here.
My first strategy.
Hands up, heads down. That's from The Dark Knight.
How about this?
Have you seen The Dark Knight? It's about Batman. He's a man who dresses up like a bat, goes around the city, and he doesn't do a lot of bad things.
Okay, my first tip for the young bank robbers out there in the world who want to get out there, want to make some
dough. All right, listen up, you young swipper snippers. This guy here, he knows robbery inside and out. He's the whipped cream on top of the martini in your mother's suit. All right? You want to learn how to crime good, you open your ears and shut your nostrils.
All right, strategy 1A.
Let me write it on the chalkboard here. Strategy 1A. Okay.
Become best friends with the security guard. Now I'm talking
don't
like you.
Don't do my voice. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I say that when I have an accent. Don't do it.
Yep. All right.
It's a fun voice, but you didn't choose to do it. I got it first. You want to do it next episode? You can do it then. You're Mr. Brown. There's a guy on another job named Mr. Black.
Okay. Become best friends with the security guard.
Okay.
Okay? They are the most lonely
people.
Now,
what are your strategies? As hardened criminals, we need to know. What are your strategies for making bestie friends? Look, I grew up on the streets. Okay? My mother hated me and my father hated my mother. Okay? So for me, you say, make friends, and I think, well, the endemic problem sometimes of crime is that we have no friends and we weren't really loved, in addition to a sort of economic destituteness. Mm-hmm. But you say to me, make some friends. Perhaps I've turned to crime because of an emotional insecurity in finding a job in which I fit into society, so I need a lot of help as a criminal, a career criminal, by the way, and that's how many syllables is there, criminal.
All right, so yeah, this could help with both your problems. You know, you're lonely.
Well,
And you're poor.
Some would say, oh, lonely and poor. Take that, criminals.
So you make friends with the security guard. How do you do it, you say? You talk about sandwiches. They love sandwiches.
So, okay, why don't I be a security guard?
Uh-huh.
I'll use a different voice for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you come up to me.
Yeah.
And I'll be doing security. And we'll see how this goes.
Now, in this act out, if you immediately shoot me down and say, I have to watch the bank, I'm going to be very upset. Because that's
not
realistic.
Great prediction. I'm excited to see how every single security guard was. Well, I was on pins and tinder hooks and needles inside your mother's shoe. I was saying, well, how's he going to figure out a way around the fact that every time there's a security guard, he's going to say, I need to watch the store. So, excited to see how you respond to it. You even predicted it before I said it. So, here we go. I'm a security guard. Okay? We're at the store.
Yeah. All right. So, I walk in. Bring. Okay. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. So, hey. Oh, man. You ever have the roast beef dip sandwich from Marty's on 12th Street?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm working.
Yeah, there's nobody here. Don't you love sandwiches?
Yeah, but it's not. It's like you gotta watch the store. I know. I'm not trying to be rude. Like, go up to that's Daryl. He's working at the kiosk right there. Daryl, there's a customer here.
Hello, how's it going?
No, I want to talk to you. You seem so interested.
Come on over. Well, sir, it looks like you're a man interested in perfumes for the inside of your ears. You've got stink. You're welcome to the ear perfume store. You've got stinky ears. Come on over. That's what we sell here.
No. I want to talk to Gus.
Well, you know, Gus actually is one of our customers. I can show you which one Gus likes. Gus likes the citrus pineapple sort of thing, because Gus's ears have a naturally kind of fruity smell to them.
I don't know how I ended up outside the bank. I'm going back in.
Do you mind if I sniff your ear? Well, this isn't a bank. You went into a different place. We make a lot. It's very expensive to have perfume for ears. And so it's a great place. I know you're not a criminal, but we have Gus here because mm-hmm. It's a great place to rob. You keep a lot of cash on hand.
Yeah.
And I just want you to come back behind the counter and just, you know, don't be, I know a lot of men are self-conscious about their ear smell. Don't be, honey. It's a new generation. Look, do you see
All right,
me?
How about this? Can I
I'm
spray?
I'm wearing ear perfume.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I put some of this into like Gus's ear? Can I put some of this into Gus's ear?
The whole point of this is Gus is working. Let me show you. Come over here. So this is our top of the line range. This is called Vanille Ear. And it's one of our most popular things, and it's sort of a generic smell. Do you mind? This is our little we got some of those toy ears from a ear doctor, a ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Let me ask you this.
I actually tried to investigate. Is there just ears? No, they do the whole thing. ENT.
Oh, wow. You could put this in your nose, too? Isn't that kind of itchy?
No. See, that was what our worry was if we get this this medical display with mm-hmm. the fake ear and the drum and all those things, and the cochlea. It's very important to show where the cochlea is. Are you a man who likes cochlea? You look like a man who likes
I'm more of a Pepsi guy, but, you know.
You're like, different way the joke went. Good on you. So we were worried people would say, is it for the nose? Is it for the throat? No. Gum, and there's no such thing as nose perfume. Ridiculous. All perfume is nose perfume because you sniff it. So this is our vanilla ear.
Okay, this kind of smells nice. Very, very fruity.
Boom! You failed.
No.
As a criminal, I saw where you failed.
This is the long con.
Well, sir, you're buying ear perfume now.
Okay, well, okay. So let's say...
You're messed up. Gus is still watching this.
Strategy... Store. Yeah, well, okay. Sometimes
you got Daryl selling you ear perfume. You were diverted right away.
I'm getting Gus's favorite brand of ear perfume. I go over to Gus. I go into his ear to spray
it. Oh, okay. So sorry. You've already bought the ear perfume. Let's go back into
the
role play.
I'm down a couple bucks.
Okay, you're down a lot of money. Lot of money. I mean, $200 you're talking about going in here.
Yeah.
Because you got to find a place that has cash on hand. Multiple customers, cash on hand, they're buying expensive stuff.
Mm.
Okay? So you go back. You've bought the ear perfume.
That Gus likes. I bought Gus's favorite ear perfume.
Okay, so you bought the citrus one that they were talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about the citrus one.
Okay. I go back to the bank.
So now let me ring you out first. you're not robbing a bank. Who said you're robbing a bank?
No,
you don't rob a bank. Me as a career criminal knows no one in the past 30 years has gotten away with a bank robbery. Do you know that as a criminal giving advice to people? That literally,
that's not true.
That literally
no one in the past 30 years has gotten away with a bank robbery?
That's because they don't keep money in the bank anymore. They don't keep money in the bank anymore. It's more about digital transactions.
So what you're saying, hold on. I'm trying to, let me figure this out. What you're saying is one of the disadvantages of robbing a bank is the lack of money. I didn't think of that. You're right. Banks don't have money. All that money in the back, that's not money. It's just money. Because they got all that cash and gold and jewelry that people keep in the back. But that's not cash and gold and jewelry. That's just cash and gold and jewelry. So where can you go for a place that has cash and gold and jewelry? That's the bank. Well, a bank keeps the most cash and gold and jewelry. But I think what Deepu's saying is there's not a lot of cash and gold and jewelry in a bank.
Well, we're getting a little mixed up here. These are strategies.
We are getting mixed up. Literally, no one gets away with bank robbery. So all of us career criminals that you're giving a lecture to know you don't rob a bank.
You seem to know a lot. I've robbed many banks in the past month, okay?
Okay.
They just don't know about it. They're
because
befuddled.
Because you're best friends with the security guard.
Well, that was how I did it once. I became best friends with the security guard.
Okay.
And we talked about sandwiches.
So would you like to play? I thought I'd give you an advantage here. Would you like to see how this plays out at a bank? You want to do this role play at a bank?
No, I'd rather not do role play. I'd rather just tell you how
it
went
down. Let's do the role play at a bank. I think that would be good. So I'm a security guard. I'll be Gus. He's been through a lot. He's a seasoned veteran of security guarding. He's been working a lot of places, worked the airproofing place. You know what? I'll be Daryl, because Daryl's a tough guy. He's the security guard at the bank, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you're at the bank.
Pring. Oh, okay, so I turn to the left. Hey, what's up,
man? Hey, how's it going, sir? Enjoy your time at the bank. Sorry.
I forgot I was Daryl.
Have you tried...
Hey, sir, enjoy your time at the bank.
Have you tried the roasted peppers over
I'm sort of supposed to be watching people, so,
What's with your attitude? This is not good customer
service. On the ground, motherfucker! On the ground! Put your hands on the ground! No. I will waste you, motherfucker! Don't move!
Nah, dude, that's not how this goes down. I'm talking about sandwiches. You call the fucking...
Exactly.
You pull the alarm on me?
Stop. Bother. If you bother a security guard at a bank depot, you will get shot. They carry guns. Are you aware of that?
All right. Well, maybe things
have
changed.
Are you aware they carry guns? Maybe they changed. Maybe the guns are filled with marshmallows. Some sort of taffy. You're right. There's a good chance that somewhere along the lines, they figured out, bullets are pretty expensive. Fill the guns with gummy bears. You're right. I didn't think of the fact...
All right,
all guns
so,
and banks are filled with squishy candy.
That's fine. You know, this is part A strategy, so if this goes
Let's go to number two.
All right. So, you know, a big obstacle is when you go to the teller to say, hey, give me the money, they reach for the silent alarm under
the
under
silent
the
alarm.
Yeah, silent alarm under the desk.
Mm-hmm. And so, the silent video camera.
Well, you wear a
so
hat.
In this scenario, you've wasted the security guard.
No,
you've killed someone.
No. I talk to him. I bring up sandwiches.
Okay,
if he doesn't
bite, let's try this again. Give me the money. Boom, 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 boom.
No.
Shots
fired. No. Here's what happens.
Do you,
okay, so the goal
Do
is
you want
to
me to be
hands.
The teller?
I'm just going to explain this. You can tell me whether or not you like it.
What do you mean, explain it, buddy? This is a criminal strategy. What are we doing and going? There's a security guard with a gun, by the way. So what do you do?
Okay, so no one knows I'm robbing them yet.
Not yet. You walk into the place. You just look like a normal customer.
Yeah.
What kind of business does he run? Some sort of ponytail. Those little scrunchies. He mass manufactures scrunchies.
It's an up and down business, but, you know, we do okay. So I go to the teller. I give him a Nintendo Switch.
That's a great thing, because you keep your hair up, and when you keep your hair down, no scrunchies.
Yeah. I give all the tellers a Nintendo Switch.
So right now, in the other place, you had to buy $200, and it still didn't work of ear perfume. So now you're burning a bank that's worth robbing, you know, that'll actually have money in it.
You gotta spend money to make money.
You're talking upwards of $2,000.
Yeah, and you gotta buy a game.
So that's gonna eliminate most criminals who have $2,000 sitting around. Let me ask you a question. A lot of us, if you say, get a Nintendo Switch, and we steal some Nintendo Switches, if I have 6 Nintendo Switches, I don't really need to rob a bank.
No, well, I mean...
Nintendo Switches retail, $350. I can shell those guys.
It's called investment. I'm going in the hole to come out of the hole
so
wealthy.
I I steal. Do I need a gun for this?
No, because you'll see what happens. So you're going to give each teller...
Do I need a car? Excuse me. Do I need a car?
Yeah, it's in the parking lot.
So
Toyota Camry.
I need a car. I need a Japanese imported car, apparently, according to you, Toyota Camry.
Never good. Never breaks down. Never breaks down.
Never break. Honda's a little better, in my opinion. Oh, okay. But here we go. So I have a Toyota Camry, which is effectively a Lexus. So that's... And 6 Nintendo Switches.
Well,
so
if
potentially,
there's,
I'll
maybe
excuse
go on a light
you.
Day.
Excuse you. Before this starts, I'm already $23,000 into the hole, and I'm still robbing a bank.
Yeah, well, you better make more than 23 if you want to turn a profit, or maybe you cut your losses and then you.
You're aware
take
the average amount of money in the bank teller drawers is $8,000.
Yeah, but they got the vault.
Right, but you're not going to get the vault.
You got the security deposit. Why can't
nobody?
They get the...
Nobody gets the vault.
Why not?
What's your plan to get into the vault? Are you aware the silent alarm locks the vault?
Well, okay. Here's what's happening.
Did you think that they had the silent alarm?
A lot of these. First of all, okay. So let's do one thing at a time. These vault doors—they're all for show. Okay, it's like the.
Oftentimes, people build 3,000-pound doors for show.
Yeah.
I've experienced that.
No, it's just to...
It's like those karate demonstrations where they use plywood.
Exactly.
Instead of a stronger wood. It's fake.
Exactly. It's like, you know, when they have the... it's like a
scarecrow. Sometimes
they
do karate demonstrations at a bank that's shutting down, and they punch their little karate fist right through the door.
You know, if you look closely, there's like, you know, you unscrew the hinges, door comes right off.
Yep, that's right. They use just Phillips head screwdriver.
Exactly.
That's how they stay on the door. A lot of times, if you look, they're just using those little eye hooks on the bank vault doors. It shuts. It doesn't really close all the way. It's like what they have at the bathroom stall. They close it and they kind of tilt it up. You got to pick up the little lever.
So I go in line for the teller. I go in. I make sure I...
You know what I do in a bank vault? People forget. Oh, it's locked. But like you can just crawl under the bottom like in a toilet stall. I go, oh, it's locked. How do I get in? Crawl right to the bottom. Little hole in the bottom.
Yeah, well, you know, if the hole's big enough, you go in.
See people's feet.
You flatten your
sometimes
head.
Sometimes people are taking a dump in the bank vault, so you leave the bottom open in case you're walking there, and all of a sudden, there's a guy taking a dump in the bank vault. Oops, sorry, trying to rob the place. I'll come back later.
All right, so going back to the Nintendo Switches, I kind of, you know, I
so
give
I'm $23,000 into the hole. Let's be clear here. I'm a destitute criminal, and I've stolen. Even if I'm stealing them, I go to the bank with $23,000 worth of things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's just me?
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of like, you know how they had...
So I'm a criminal who has no one on his team.
Yeah. Well, that's that
costs
a lot of money.
And have $23,000 worth of stuff. And my next move is to rob a bank. Okay?
Yeah. So I give each of the tellers a Nintendo Switch. And
there
I start,
you go. What game?
Mario Kart. We're playing
Mario Kart. Everybody link up. Here's a Nintendo IT.
Exactly. You're
play each other and shoot each other with little turtles and bananas and all sorts of devices that Mario, Toad, Yoshi, and the like.
Play a couple rounds.
Fans of chucking at each other.
Let them win a bunch so they feel comfortable.
Oh, I have a Switch as well?
Yeah.
It's $23,000 and $350. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm kind of easing them in. I'm lulling them into a sense of comfort.
I assume they're pretty comfortable as they're playing video games on the job.
And most importantly...
I assume there's a high level of comfort already.
Yeah. Well, no. The store's very empty. They're very bored. They're just chit-chatting until I come along. I picked
what
a very slow...
What happens if other customers come in?
They're not coming in. It's a very slow part of town. And there's a very unpopular bank.
So... Lots of tellers, lots of money, and nobody uses the bank.
It's all online these days. People are, you know, they're very upset.
It's the perfect crime.
But the key for the most important part of the Nintendo Switch is...
Oh, I can't wait for the motion board.
Their hands are above the desk, away from the silent alarm.
What if they play on their lap?
They're not playing on their lap. They're just not.
What if they play on their lap, as most people who use a phone and a Game Boy play on their lap?
Nope, I've done heavy research, and every time
honestly,
I've tried this...
if I gave my child a Nintendo Switch or an iPhone from Apple Mac computers, and they were playing it on top of a table instead of in their crotch, I'd send them to a mental institution.
Okay.
The rest of the human population put screens on their crotch.
Oh, you know, here's what I would do. Here's what I would do. Okay. I would, in order
say, oh, these are crotch-free Nintendo Switches.
To
no
make
one
sure
goes under the desk.
To make sure they're on top of the desk, I pull back to make sure, you know, if they want to play with me, if they want me in their network, in their multiplayer game, I back up enough so that they have to put their Switches on top of the desk.
Now let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I have used a Nintendo Switch. And I don't own one, but I have used one. Uh-huh. I've used a lot of iPhones, Androids,
sure.
Game Boys, Sega Game Gears,
mm-hmm.
Atari Portable Flashback Systems. You've got your Nomad, your Neo Geo Nomad, or whoever made that.
Mm-hmm.
Very few of them are covered in instantaneous glue. I can just drop the thing.
But if they're hooked, the key is to get them hooked, okay? Have you ever been so hooked in a video game that you can't even go to the bathroom, you just pee
right
there?
No, but I do know a way to hook people's attention, and that is to point a gun in their face. In your opinion, sir, somehow Mario and his friends, as I've said, jumping over, there's a ramp and it has arrows on it. Oh, what does that do? You go over it. Hoppity doo da day, your car's going a million miles an hour, jumping you into an air, a turtle with a mohawk is next to you. Now, what you're saying is that's more enticing than the world's most popular deadly weapon.
Yeah, because I'm not in the business of scaring people. I'm in the business of mesmerizing.
I'd say
them.
As a career criminal, you're in the wrong room.
All right, well.
There's a group of magicians meeting across the hall.
Yeah, well, okay, let's just say, don't knock it till you try it. Go with the Switches. Go with the Switches. You lull them into a sense of comfort and entertainment.
Okay.
And then you go around the back, unscrew the hinges on the vault, get everything, walk out the door, and you're
so
that much richer.
I have a strategy that's similar to that one. You get Shania Twain.
Okay.
Or Gloria Estefan.
Uh-huh.
Or a Whitney Houston type. A Lady Gaga type. Somebody like that.
Popular singer.
A popular singer, you Justin Timberlakes. You understand what I'm talking about here?
I think I do.
You know what I'm talking about? Your Fleet Foxes.
Yeah, your Pipes of Gold.
Your Bruno Marses.
Yeah.
All right, your Maroon 5s.
Oh, I'd love Bruno Mars.
Even
he can...
an Adam Sandler type of character playing a Crazy Nights.
Sure.
How many Jewish people can the man list?
Mm-hmm.
You better listen up and find out. You understand what I'm talking about, you pit bulls. Okay?
You get
excuse me, sir, I've let you talk. You're Miley Cyruses. You understand? Your Faith Hills. You understand what I'm talking about here?
Yeah.
Do you get it yet?
Yeah.
Okay. You Beastie Boys. Your Wu-Tang Clans. Your Method Man, the Red Man, the Jizza, the Rizza, the Cold Face Killer, Old Dirty Bastard. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? The Gorillas, Tupac Shakur. Any of this registering to you in that thick skull of yours?
The problem with all these singers is that they're more expensive than all
Garth
the Switches.
Garth Brooks.
You're way in more over the hole.
Willie Nelson, okay? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, okay? Lenny Bruce, Andrew Dice Clay, PBS, a viewers like you. You understand what I'm talking about here?
I don't think Ruth Bader Ginsburg is that entertaining, but okay.
Hot Pockets. I can't believe it's not butter. Go-Gurt. Margarine. Danning yogurt. Are you understanding what I'm talking about here? Your fruit on the bottom, Danning yogurt. Is any of this registering? Is it getting inside you? Watermelons, cassabas, Pinot Noir.
Okay,
is it making sense? Cognac. Insulated floors. Heated ceilings. Vaulted ceilings. French doors. Central air. Heat and water included. Does this make sense to your brain? And what you do is they come in and they go, all right, everybody, clap your hands.
Exactly.
Clap your hands. Let me see you put your hands together.
Yes, yes. You are now thinking on my level.
Rob the bank real quick.
Yeah, and then just take everything. Just go around the back, do, you know, unhinge the door, or do the stethoscope thing if you got to do it. Now, here's the key.
Now, I've seen a lot of concerts. Hold on here. I've seen some people in concerts. Your Kanye Wests.
Oh, please don't go. Don't list
all any RDs, okay? None of them ever said, clap your hands, and then you pull out a stethoscope and listen to something. If you're going to do that, you're going to have to be dancing and jiggling.
Well,
You can't do it while dancing and jiggling.
Well, you kind of, you try and crack.
I've had doctors tell me to take off my watch because I was playing with it when they listened to my heart.
Okay, so you get the money, right?
Okay, that's a big step to skip, but I'll let you skip it. You get the money!
Yeah.
Congrats! You get the money!
You get the money. Now, here's what you got to watch out for. The exploding paint packets in the sacks of money.
Okay. I want to put this one out there, which you got to watch out for other criminals. I know that that's a big problem for you, Deepu. Mm-hmm. I'd say you got to watch out for the hail of bullets and the FBI. Why, paint's a bit inconvenient. I'd say the FBI shooting every bullet they own into your head is probably the big one you got to watch out for.
Well, I mean, when it comes to that obstacle, you gotta just pray.
Use the paint.
Run.
No one's ever done that before. Oh, don't move or we'll shoot. Don't shoot or I'll spray you with paint.
There's kind of a movement, you know, there's an anti-gun movement going on, so they may not have guns.
Wait, what?
They might just go for
a
grapple.
Who's against guns? You're telling me there's people who don't like guns? I never heard of these people. This is news to me. Well,
okay.
I'd say so far, this bank robbery's going pretty good. Somehow we got the money. Not being shot. And now all we got to do is get over the obstacle of the paint.
Yeah, okay. So here's my workaround for the paint, okay? You're going to want to count the money while you're driving. It's going to be tempting. You want to look at your spoils, right?
Listen, Deepu.
Yeah.
You got to know when to hold them. And then additionally, you got to know when to fold them. And a piece of advice that I've heard over and over again is you never count your money when you're sitting at the table or driving a car.
Well, this is about human...
Often I'm at a red light. Listen, I want to get serious here for a moment. We might be criminals. There's a big movement. I know you're learning just now about the movement to stop using guns, but I want to bring up a more... There's people talk about don't use guns. Well, how else am I supposed to open my soda and salad packets? You talk about don't text and drive. Yeah, well, what if I see something funny while I'm driving? Okay? Really, seriously. Don't count your money when you're driving. That's a very dangerous thing. If you're driving along, sometimes I'm driving, I'm like, how much money do I have on my wallet? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Crash on the road, right into somebody.
When I'm robbing a bank, I like to count the money as I'm driving because...
You have piles of money. You have piles of money. You're like, oh, I want to count it.
I need to know. I'm just so curious. Like, did I make the money back or am I still in the hole?
Oh, right. I forgot. We need $25,000 to make our nut here. It's a crazy... It's a less reliable investment than owning a bakery.
Yeah. So, okay. Here's the cover. If the blue paint explodes, okay, you will have, before all this, booked yourself as a performer who is painted blue at a local... Yeah. At a local venue.
Moron.
So now you're going. Now you're driving to that venue.
This is the stupidest thing you've ever said in your life. I'm not even on mic because I'm so depressed. I've been just leaning down for like the last 2 minutes. This is the dumbest shit you've ever said. This was such an interesting. This episode started as such highbrow, and it has ended so stupidly, so childishly. I'm so done.
It's about the ride, man. It's about the ride.
Okay. Now, is it...
10 seconds. Introduce yourself. Okay. You will lose. Everyone loses. Here we go. Introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Ben Roberts, and my podcast is The Hoopers Podcast.
Here we go on Rapid Hack Thought. The music has started. Today, we're going to get into things that you're lying about liking. Here we go.
Shit.
And we will know. Okay. This is how you get points. Okay. Do you like ketchup?
Yes. Love it.
That's correct. You do like ketchup. Do you like French fries?
Yeah. Yeah.
Incorrect.
I do.
You like ketchup.
What?
Sorry, that will actually take away. Okay, what do you eat? What do you eat ketchup with?
What do you mean? What do I dip in the ketchup?
What do you dip in ketchup? Or what would you dip French fries in? Yeah, exactly. You don't really like French fries. You like ketchup. So you've lost all credibility from your first answer. That brings you back to, you had a point for a second there.
Oh, no.
Which is, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Okay.
This quiz is
It is hard. I'm sorry, but this is the truth. Do you like music?
Yes.
Do you like your music loud?
No.
Correct. You have answered correct. That's a big pointage for you. It is incorrect that music should be played loudly. And if you like music, you don't like it played loudly. So you're doing
no,
really well.
No, that's true. I don't like music played loudly.
I don't understand why anyone thinks that. People will be like, you need big speakers. You need giant speakers for your for your 4-foot by 4-foot shitty room. You need all the speakers of an IMAX.
Yeah, I don't get. I think that's just about like letting everyone know what you're listening to.
Yeah, here's my music. Can you hear it? Yeah. I'm playing it.
Yeah. And I don't want my housemates to know what I'm listening to, because that's what makes me cool. If they all like the same stuff as me, then who am I?
Sorry. You've lost your points about music because you've decided that your music is your identity. Yeah, that was actually the next question.
I fell into the trap.
You did fall into the trap that your music is your identity, because you didn't write any of those songs, did you really?
Well, I felt like I did. Once I did write a song when I was like 5, and I was really happy about it, and then
you will get 20 points if you sing the song.
Well, no, but that's the point. Then I turned on the radio, and it turns out it was already a song by the Backstreet Boys.
So you thought you were like, oh, everyone's singing my song. They must
really
like
it. Yeah, I thought I had invented
it.
Yeah, but then I must have just heard it on the radio.
Well, we'll give you 1 point for that. So that's astounding at the end of Rack Thought, at the end of Rapid Hack Thought, which we will now call Rack Thought, out of my own era. An astounding, Ben, 1 point. Congratulations.
Yes.
That's very
big.
That's very good. Most people get zero.